Local news, talk, and sports with Paul Miller continues on 1380 WPHM.
On this Monday morning, well, we hear about it a lot. We need more people to work in the skilled trades. We need kids coming out of high school to get jobs in skilled trades. The jobs are there. We just don't have the workforce. So several schools around Michigan, a lot of them here in the Thumb area, are going to sending kids to Howell this week. It's the Operating Engineers 324 11th Annual Construction Career Days at the Training Center in Howell. And joining us to tell us more about this, Executive Director of Operating Engineers 324 Labor Management Education Council, Lee Graham. Lee, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Glad to be partnered with you this morning.
What a great opportunity for kids to really see firsthand what kind of career opportunities exist for them, huh?
Oh, it is. It's pretty amazing. This is our 11th annual this year, and it just continues to grow.
Tell us what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, so this year we're looking at opportunity. I think we're up to almost 45 different partners. This is the Michigan Construction Career Days, right? So it's the premium hands-on construction industry event. So the greatest part about it is the students, we started out, you know, some years back, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, and most recently, the last probably 3-4 years, we've included the 8th graders and now the 7th graders. So what's really neat is we're up to 2,600 students this year, and last year we were roughly right around 1,800. So the growth is there. The population of everybody's discussions, you know, as far as with Going Pro and the campaigns from the state of Michigan, you know, with Talent Investment Agency, you know, and who's always there is our employers, right? So at the end of the day, our employers, our sponsors, when you look at organizations, you know, like Dan's Excavating or Ajax Paving, those that are, you know, building the roads and bridges, infrastructure, Barton Mallow, you know, on the vertical, just statewide effort, no matter what, they're there every single time for Michigan Construction Career Day, displaying all the amazing equipment and the hands-on opportunities for these kids to get excited.
And sometimes that's all it takes for a kid to see something like that and to talk to somebody one-on-one about what kind of work they do when it comes to building infrastructure, and it can get them hooked real real quick, can't it?
Oh, yeah, you bet. I mean, so you get to, you know, wire some walls. You get to, you know, do a nail driving contest. You know, you're looking at laying some brick and operating some, you know, big pavers that are paving our roads today, or excavators or cranes. It's just, that's what it's about, you know, the whole STEM piece and just the combination of everybody's efforts in the state to make sure that we're sharing all these exploratory options, you know, for the students today. So it's pretty amazing.
Well, and the other exciting thing is that these are real careers with real paychecks, and that's something you can tell these kids, right?
Oh, they are. You know, they're there for the hands-on to have lots of fun, but the good part about it is every single informational booth, every single exhibitor has all the appropriate information for them to take back. You got the guidance counselors, you got all the different parents that are participating today, you know, that are being part of this. So the information that they're going to get, you know, our biggest thing is that, you know, these are amazing full ride scholarships. When you look at these professional trades and, like you mentioned, the earnings and the benefits, you know, for somebody starting out in the industry as a young apprentice, you know, let's say $43 an hour, you know, at 70% of a journey worker scale, that's a pretty good start.
That's an excellent start. And I think for years we have had this perception that, you know, the skilled trades were fine for those kids that, quote unquote, can't, you know, handle college or don't do well in school. But really today, nothing is further from the truth. You've got to have some specialized training to do this kind of work. I mean, and you can get lots of training. You can really, you know, use a college degree to earn even more.
That's the nice part, just like you say, because, you know, truthfully, with the training and the education and the qualifications that are needed into the future with the robotics and the drone and all the computer technology with these large machines, whether it be GPS with the dozers and the cranes, you know, the different lifting and everything that's associated with, you know, the professional trades, is really what the students are excited about. So the nice part is, like last weekend, you know, being able to tie a robotic, you know, to everything that we do in the professional trades, you know, so we're out there, you know, making sure the opportunity exists. And there's many partners, you know, like we mentioned earlier, you know, you've got MDOT and Federal Highway and all these different groups, you know, that stand up every single year for these two amazing days.
Great way to inspire some young minds. Sounds like you're going to do that. Sounds like you got a busy couple of days there, Lee.
Yep. We're just hoping for some great weather and looking to have an amazing time.
All right. Best of luck to you. Thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye now.